Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
doing your tax return. Doing your tax return. Of course, the year it's EFS, guys. It's EFS. Happy EFS, guys.
Nathan and I were saying this the other day, and producer Trin joins us on the podcast. She has a story. Podcast exclusive. We'll get to that. But Nathan, I was saying this. I don't know if you'd agree, Trin and Grace, but I hate the EFIS, the end of financial year ads.
Yeah, because it presumes that everyone says EFIS or EFI or whatever it is.
And everyone says it a different way. This is the thing. EFI, all the different companies. So one person, I can't remember what the company was, but they're like, happy EFIS. Remember they did a big song?
I feel like they made the most cultural impact.
Yeah, they did that.
I couldn't even tell you what brand it was, though.
Neither can I.
Because they made it about EFIS. Yeah. And that's what you remember.
Because they added an S with for sale.
Yes. And now people are going, EOFI. EFI.
Do you celebrate EFI, EFIS in New Zealand?
No, that's why I was just thinking is that it's not really a big thing because over in New Zealand, your tax returns are like $50.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Trin and I have the same tax guy.
Oh, is that Michael?
Yvonne and Radio is the same tax guy.
Yeah, I tried to get these two on it. They didn't want him.
No, we've got Peter Hecking, mate. We love him. We love Peter Hecking.
Yes, Michael Tasmania is a beautiful...
This is your guy, Michael, isn't it? Yeah. He does some good stuff, doesn't he?
Trin, he does.
Grace tried to call Michael once when we were travelling around Tasmania, but the phone service isn't great everywhere. And it just kept cutting out, and it was just Michael calling, going, "Oh, you're in Tasmania," and Grace going, "Yes, Tasmania is a great place."
And she was also
circled because there was a delay, and there was no reception.
So she just kept saying that. He'd be like, "Oh, how great's Tasmania?" She got Tasmania.
And she was also very hungover and not in a good place.
I was not in a good place mentally or physically.
Yeah, she had a big night.
She had a vomit
before.
On the show that morning.
Yep.
Yeah,
slept most of the show.
This is another podcast exclusive. We've never addressed this on the show before. Oh, no.
Really? Well, there's a part of it which will definitely not make the show.
Never make the show.
Trin, podcast exclusive. I don't have a noise or anything for you. Okay, here we go. Oh, no, I can do a drum roll. Oh, you want a drum roll?
What noise are you looking for?
Well, I thought we had a podcast exclusive. Podcast exclusive noise, but.
No.
All right, well, we can do a drum roll. Podcast exclusive, Trial Trin. What do you got for us?
So I just want to make it clear. My nana died because you guys missed the part of that story.
Yeah, we heard this story.
And there it is, guys. Enjoy the podcast.
No. So sadly, your grandmother passed away.
Yes. Mm. And
which Nathan, I missed when Trin told us this story earlier. Yeah. Nathan, I missed the key part of this story.
So when you listen to this story, imagine not knowing the fact that the grandmother had already passed away.
So imagine tuning in now.
Yeah. And she was at the rest home, and we went to go see her because they left her in her bed. How she died was in her sleep, nice and peaceful.
Which is nice, yeah.
Beautiful, cute.
It's how you want to go.
It's how
Have
you
guys thought
go.
About how you want to go?
Absolutely. Sorry.
Of course. Sorry, once again, making it about you. What do you want?
No. Continue.
Yes, Michael, Tasmania's a beautiful place.
You won't want to go how my nana went. Well, no, she went well.
You'll go how I tell you to go.
No, so obviously she went.
Obviously she went.
Obviously.
To be fair, it's an important part of the story.
And
we never got. And you're saying it way more. When you told us, you said it once, we missed it. And then you just went, oh, so I went up to hug grandma and.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so.
She's lying in the bed.
Yeah, she's dead.
You're saying that a lot this time. Pre-show, we didn't get
it. So I'm like trying to, I kind of want to, kind of touch her and like.
Have a moment.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, And I go and put my head on her chest and, like, kind of stroke her arm and, you know, be like, I love you, Nana, rah, rah. And then next thing you know, my mum and my sister are freaking out. They're like, Trin, I look up and when I leant on her, obviously because she's already dead, things got pushed and blood started trickling out of the sides of her mouth. And so we were like, oh, my God, how do we make it stop? We couldn't make it stop. We asked a nurse. They couldn't make it stop. So they just pulled the sheet up over Nana's head. And now I realise that the story's really grim.
It is.
And we laughed before outside because...
No, we laughed because Jimmy and Nath didn't know she was dead.
So you told the story that you hugged your nan in a bed and blood and we were just like, what happened?
Yeah.
And then
you said they pulled the sheet over and me and Jimmy left that conversation going, Trin killed her.
We thought you were confessing.
We thought you were confessing to murder on day 3 of working on the show.
And Nathan and I... And you know what? We're a good show to work for because even that, Nathan and I didn't go, let's fire her.
Yeah, we just put her on the podcast.
Yeah, we went. She probably had her reasons.
Maybe she didn't get enough for Christmas. I don't know. So just to confirm, she was already gone.
And again, this is apparently something that is quite common when people pass away. Their fluids and stuff move around in their body.
That's why I'm doing this for the podcast, because if your nana dies, don't go and put your head on her chest.
Yeah. Or do it softly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't headbutt her, Trin.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, yes, middle of the week. Let's do this, Australia. Welcome to the top of the hump day, Mountain Jim. Of course, happy Wednesday night. We are live once again with you, Australia, around the country, 9 till 11. We are Jimmy and Nate. Hang out.
Jimmy and Nath no more, though. We're going to change our names.
Yeah.
Because today's an exciting day.
100%.
We got new hats.
We got new hats. Jimmy and I went on a little outing today. We walked past for those of you who don't know, we're massive golf fans.
Huge golf fans.
And we went past a little cool golf-looking store.
Yeah. And, one of the coolest golf stores.
One of the coolest golf stores ever.
We just stumbled across it.
Absolutely.
And they sell hats, and the hats say Golf Daddy.
So now, you and I...
They're different colours.
They're different colours.
We're not idiots.
You've got to identify. Otherwise, we look exactly the same. You can't tell the difference.
There's no... Look, I take my glasses off.
Oh, whoa. Is this a mirror?
Am I a Nate?
I know. Am I a Jim? I don't know. So it's one of us invented colours in our own heads. No, we've got two different colour hats, which means...
Golf Daddy.
We can identify who each other are, and also we are now officially known as Golf Daddies.
Yes. Shout out really to our friends at... it's not... We paid arguably too much.
Yeah.
We did that thing where we chatted and we're like, maybe this is going to be free.
With a 40-minute chat, yeah. Knock off 10%. Nah.
No, that's...
Maybe the chat was that bad they knocked on 10%.
Yeah, maybe... Angus and Grace go golfing.
Yeah.
It's golfwear, but not just for golf.
Oh, it's cool, isn't it? And you bought a nice little polo shirt as well.
Oh, honestly, it's
bamboo.
The best shirt I've ever bought. Yeah. Not just golf, the best shirt I've ever bought.
Oh, you just wore, you honestly, I reckon put it on and don't take it off.
I'll be honest, I was going to wear it tonight, but I was like, is that too much? That golf hat and the.
No, but you need to get your money out of that.
Now, as I just said, we're not Jimmy and Nathan anymore. We're Golf Daddy 1 and Golf Daddy 2. So we're just going to throw out to our DOS producers, DOG, Producer Grace, Head Honcho, Executive Producer.
Executive Producer.
Can you please refer to us as Golf Daddy 1 and Golf Daddy 2?
Who's 1 and who's 2, though?
Well, Jimmy and Nath. Jimmy first, Nath second. So I'll be Golf Daddy 1.
Yep, and Nath I'll be Golf Daddy 2. But here's the catch, Grace. Anytime we ask for something, so if I'm like, oh, Grace, can you print out this for me? You need to respond like Charlie's Angel style with, yes, Golf Daddy.
Two.
Just so you know, I will not be doing that.
Can you say Golf Daddy?
I can say Golf Daddy, yeah.
Yeah, but can you say
Golf Daddy?
No.
Trin. Can you come over and say
Trin, come over here.
Just say thank you, Golf Daddy.
Thank you, Golf Daddy.
That's a long one.
Wasn't that hard, was it?
Grace, one more chance.
Trin's still too new to not want to do this. There was a time when Grace would have done it.
Yeah.
There was a time.
When she started, like 12 years ago, she would have done it, but now she's just... too used to her shit.
That's fine. Go back to Jimmy and Nath. It works.
Can you at least say yes, Nath? Daddy?
Of course, Nath.
Daddy. Oh, he doesn't know.
Nah, she doesn't.
Well, we've still got a little song at least, don't we?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, new research has examined the casual effect of taking a break from social media on your mental health. I'll be honest, even without a study... probably just a good thing to get off there every now and then.
Yeah, give yourself a little detox. A lot of people do it.
Producer Grace, it was a couple of weeks ago, a week ago, we were talking about who's the most followed person on Insta, one of?
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Selena Gomez.
Yes.
Gomez, yeah.
And she's one of the most followed, but we found out that she gets someone else, she's not on it.
Yeah, she's not on Instagram. She gets somebody else to post on her behalf.
Because she goes, it's bad for my mental health.
Mm.
Yeah. But she's the most...
Well, a lot of these big time celebs, they turn off comments and stuff as well, so...
Well, that's usually because they've done something.
or preempting.
Yeah, they're like, I'm about to do something and I don't want people to tell me that.
That's clever.
Commented on something they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yes, I said what I said and I'm not going to let you reply. I'm just going to go die on this hill. Researchers from the University of Bath randomly divided daily social media users of all ages into two groups. One was asked to stop using social media for an entire week, while the other could continue scrolling and doing whatever they wanted to do. A week later, the group that took a break showed significant improvements in well-being, depression, anxiety, compared with the other group.
I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Even
to give your brain and your eyes a bit of a rest. Because I know the three of us all do this. Every time we wake up, we scroll. Every time we go to bed, we scroll. We're big scrollers.
Yeah. I'm a big scroll. And I kind of doom scroll. I read and I go, I don't want to be reading this. This is terrible news. Yeah. And I just keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Keep you refreshing the comments.
You know, when we used to do breakfast radio, I used to scroll in the morning before, like I was still in bed. And I'd be like, oh, wow, the news is, you know, is really messed up. And I don't have to do that now. We're doing nights. But now I find at nighttime, I'm scrolling before I'm in bed.
Yes, me
and
too.
The news is still cool.
I'll tell you what's bad. I thought I was getting better with it. But then, as you guys know, because I've told you many times, I'm on LinkedIn now. And this is just another thing that's adding to my scrolling.
LinkedIn is especially depressing, though. Yeah, people just bragging about random things they've done at work.
People getting new jobs going, how good was this party? Hey, guess what? I got a promotion.
This is from the study's lead researcher. I suspect social media use isn't necessarily bad for everyone. Mm. It's all about how we engage with it. That's from Dr. Adam Lambert.
Oh. Well, we just want to know about social media, Doctor. I told you, we just want to know about social media.
It's definitely not that Adam Lambert.
Oh, it's not?
It's not.
Oh.
No, I haven't heard from Adam Lambert for a while.
I thought he had a bit of a quiet run. Degree. He did the Queen thing, and then I thought
maybe...
I think
he's still doing that.
Oh, is he? Oh.
I honestly thought
it was him.
Dr. Adam Lambert.
We told you, Adam, we want more music.
Said, however, based on the results, I think it's reasonable to suggest that if you're feeling anxious or low, taking a short break might be one way to provide at least some short-term improvements.
Oh, like he's done with his music.
Nice.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
Nathan, I want to ask now on 131060, does your name match your job?
I love this so much.
So today, when we're out getting our golf daddy hats.
Oh, yeah, of course. If you haven't seen them, guys, keep an eye on the Jimmy Nate Instagram.
Yeah, we've got a producer, Trial Trin, out there.
We've got two
a video together.
Golf daddy hats.
Golf daddy hats, they're great. Actually, there's a photo on our Instagram at Jimmy Nate.
Oh, there you go.
And speaking of Instagram, we were walking around today, and you can see it. We walked past a cat vet, which I'll be honest, I've never seen a cat vet.
I've never seen a specific cat vet before.
I've never seen a specific vet for a specific animal.
No, neither have I. I just thought vets did it all.
Well, no, we had a chat earlier off the show. Mm. There's big vets and small vets.
Well, this is according to the one vet you've spoken to in your entire life.
No, so when you study veterinary science, you're either a large animal vet or a small animal vet.
Well, so like elephants or chihuahuas kind of thing.
No, well, yeah. It's like, I'll either deal with elephants or chihuahuas. No, like small animal vets look after, your cats and your dogs and your fish and your birds and those sort of things. Large animal vets are more like horses.
Your farm animals.
Cattle, those bigger ones. Yeah. I'm sure elephants fall into that category. But I've never seen just a cat vet. So we walked past this cat vet, which I stopped to look at because I was like,
this is interesting, isn't it? Cat vet.
And then it has the list of people that work there.
Yeah.
And number one on the list is the head veterinary surgeon, Dr. Melissa Cat.
Without a word of a lie, it blew our minds.
If you don't believe me, it's on our Instagram. Imagine me.
Go check it out. Dr. Melissa Cat, it blew our minds. We're standing there in our golf daddy hats and we didn't think the day could get any better. Turns out it could with Dr. Melissa Cat.
The cat vets.
It's C-A-T-T is how it's spelled.
Okay, yeah.
C-A-T-T.
But still said cat.
It's cat.
It's cat.
She's a cat doctor.
So if you go to the cat vet, you get Dr. Cat.
It's incredible. And of course, you're going to go for Dr. Cat.
And we producer Grace reached out to her to get her on the show. It turns out hates cats. She goes, but with this name.
Yeah, with this name. And also, she probably doesn't need the publicity. You know what I mean? She's Dr. Cat.
We did reach out to try and get her on the show, but unfortunately we couldn't get her. But what we thought we'd do instead is see anyone else there. 131060, do you have a name that matches your job?
Yeah.
Is there some sort of correlation between what you do and what your name is?
There was, I swear my old man used, but I don't know if he was making them up, but I swear there was heaps of them growing up.
Yeah.
Like so many of them. Like I swear there was like David Milko or something and he was a delivery driver of milk.
I think your dad's probably just, how old were you?
23. You would have had some of these, surely, growing up in the country.
I can't really remember any.
No, I swear I had some.
I think that today...
This doesn't help when I just sit here and go, I swear I know some.
At least I'm going, I can't remember any. You're like, no, there was some. I just can't remember.
Yeah. All right, so we're looking for them. 131060, do you have a name that matches your job or do you know somebody who does? You know, maybe you're a mechanic and we're looking for, I don't know, Stephen Spanner or something like that, whatever it is. Was that one I was told or I just made that up? I think I just made that up.
I think his name was Stephen Spanner.
Dr.
Spanner.
131060. Does your job match your name, or do you know somebody who does? Jump on the phones. And also, if you give us a call, menu log vouchers to give away. $50 menu log vouchers. Of course, food delivered. Did somebody say menu log? You want one of those? 131060. We're looking for names that match jobs. It is Jimmy and Nate, live around the country.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jimmy just asked the question, 131060. I love this so much. Do you have a name that matches your job, guys?
Yeah, does your name match your job? This afternoon, Nathan and I went for a walk today, and we walked past a cat vet, which I'd never heard of, which is a vet just for cats.
And it was big, too. There's a lot of doctors in there, a lot of cat vets.
But when you, and this is on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath, this is true, we didn't make this up. The lead veterinary surgeon and physician is Dr. Melissa Cat.
Phenomenal. Imagine how much work Dr. Melissa Cat would get looking after cats.
And, you know, I feel bad for underneath her is Dr. Randolph Barrell.
Yeah, not as catchy.
Can I see Dr. Cat? No, we only have Dr. Barrell.
Not Randolph again.
I want to see the cat doctor.
Dr. Cat. Oh, there's a 30-year wait.
The Bondi vet's down the road. No, sorry, I want Dr. Cat.
Vicky from Brightwaters. Hi, Vic, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Vic. Do you have a name that matches your job?
Well, I don't, but my dad did. He was a radiator repairer, and our surname's Carr. Oh,
this is so good. Okay. So what was his name, Vic?
Thomas Carr.
Thomas Carr.
Thomas Carr, and he fixed cars.
Right. Yeah, he did. And he used to race them as well.
And he raced.
Was that, did it help business?
Well, he was quite well known, actually.
Okay.
There you go. 100%.
Did he get around it? Like, did he have a lot of fun with that?
Oh, hell yeah. He used to do sidecar racing, Formula 3 racing, and fix cars.
Oh. Okay. Did he start doing that because of the name Carr?
No. Okay. It was a family business. Sorry.
He always wanted to be a hairdresser, but his last name.
He only had one choice.
Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Does your name match your job?
No, but we have a mailman whose name is Bill.
I hate it when Bill comes around.
Oh, poor Bill.
Never want to pay him. Never want to pay him. He always works for free. Okay.
He doesn't bring anything fun.
He doesn't bring anything fun. Okay, same question, Jesse. Does he use it to his advantage? Like, does he
have fun with it?
Yeah.
Oh, he plays on it every day.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
See, that's the thing. It's an ongoing joke.
You've either telling no one, you know, you don't want to tell anyone, oh, God, my name's Bill and I deliver bills. Or you're just embracing it. Ah, Bill's here.
Hey? He's here again, guys. Hey, another one. Yeah,
knock,
Bill.
Knock.
We've heard the joke, mate. Drop the letters and go. All right, Max.
You've actually got nothing, Bill. I've only got emails this week. What are you doing here?
It's your day off, bro. Yeah. Go home. Maxine from the Central Coast. Hi, Maxine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Maxine. You going all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good to hear, mate. That's good to hear. Does your name match your job?
It's not my name. I worked with a teacher who taught maths. His name was Mr. Angles.
No.
Mr. Angles.
No.
This is good.
Yeah, that's it.
Mr. Angles.
Sorry, what was that?
Like, he has to be the maths teacher. I saw his name on the staff list and I made a joke about, oh, he must be the maths teacher. Never was actually he is.
Mr. Angles.
He wanted to be a science teacher and they just went, no.
Was he good looking, Maxine? Was he a cutie?
He was all right.
She didn't get it.
So, yeah, it's an angle joke.
It's an angle joke.
I didn't get it.
Sorry, I was being obtuse. Sorry. Thanks, Maxine. Jonathan from the Hunter Valley. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
We're good, mate. Does your job match your name?
Again, it's not me, but a couple of years ago, I went to get a vasectomy from a surgeon called Dr. Sacco.
No, you didn't!
I swear to God, it was at Ellamore Vale. And obviously, I heard from word of mouth, because who doesn't want to get their nuts sorted out by a bloke called Dr. Sacco? And he was brilliant.
He was great?
Jonathan, did he make any like jokes about his name?
No, I did. It's the first thing I did, but it sort of fell on deaf ears, and he probably heard every single one of them before. So
what did you say, though, when you met him?
I can't remember. I know I try to crack some things. I always try and do it, and then, just sort of crickets.
Yeah, because you kind of want to lighten the mood a little bit. Yeah, if you're in there for a little snip, you know what I mean? You're probably a bit nervous, John, yeah?
Not really. You're so hopped up on Valium, mate. That's all good.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Cause of grace. Cause of grace. Cause of grace.
Northwest has celebrated her 9th birthday by taking all of her friends on her mum's private jet.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Kim Kardashian shared a picture of her private jet on Tuesday.
Jeez, that is loud.
They're flying really low. That's the problem. It's only a small one.
A curfew?
There is a curfew in some airports. But not all.
You're so right. So depending on where you are, yes. Contact your local airport.
I know that curfew. Kim Kardashian shared a picture of her private jet on Tuesday, decorated with balloons that said Camp North, and the inside was decorated with spiderwebs, and they had little pillows shaped as logs because they went for a spooky camping theme. Hmm. Kim explained why they went for this theme in an interview with Jimmy Fallon last week.
She's really into special effects makeup. She does like really good like wounds and scars and really blood. She's really good at it. So she was taking classes. So she wanted to have a spooky wilderness themed birthday party. So I took them out camping in the wilderness.
Apparently while they were out there, North taught them all how to do special effects makeup on mannequins.
Okay. You know my theory about like rich people, like super real famous people's kids?
Oh, yeah.
Because this kid's like 9, am I right?
9, yeah.
Okay. And you guys think the same thing I was? Couldn't do that when I was 9.
100%.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Nor was I into that. I might have seen a cool stick and gone, I wonder how far I can throw that.
Okay, to be fair, I was into makeup and I did go through a special effects
You're a
phase,
makeup artist.
But I didn't go on a public private jet to take all my friends camping to teach them the makeup.
What's a public jet? It's like a jet star.
It's just a plane.
It's just a 737.
I'm going to start calling planes public jets. Hey, how are you guys getting to Melbourne? Taking the public jet.
Public jet today, guys, unfortunately. Economy on the public jet.
Couldn't get the private, got to take the public jet. Oh, with all these other people. Gross.
Oh, you flying public? Oh, poor.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Jim, we referenced this yesterday on the show, the fact that we think there needs to be some sort of punishment or some sort of naughty corner introduced to the Jimmy and Nate team for saying or doing something bad on the show. This is what happened yesterday. Are we happy if I go and create something designed to punish members of the team if something is said that isn't appropriate or it's against the ethics of the show? Producer Grace.
Yes.
That's a yes from Grace.
But Jim, as long as you don't target me.
There's going to be no targeting.
Well, no, I think Trin's right. I think you might take advantage of this and just get in trouble on purpose so you can have a bit of quiet time.
Have you met me? I hate getting in trouble so much.
Okay, as long as you don't use it to your advantage.
I would never.
Yeah. Okay,
I am going to use it to my advantage.
Love the honesty of the show, guys. Here's the thing. I've gone away with our audio expert, CC Bones, and I've created something. It is called Jimmy and Ace Naughty Corner. So that's what we're calling this. It is called Jimmy and Ace Naughty Corner. How it works is any member of the team can put another member of the team in the naughty corner for a time of 30 seconds. All right? So it's only 30 seconds. And when that happens, you're going to hear this.
You're so naughty.
Very naughty.
Time out.
You need a break?
You need a break.
Go to your room.
And then there will be a 30-second time. It's a silent time, so you can't hear it. And at the end, you will hear a little noise. You'll hear a little ding-ding, which you will hear that eventually, right? So after 30 seconds.
So there's 30 seconds, and then it'll play.
So the 30 seconds is playing at the moment, right? And eventually, you'll hear the ding-ding, and that means the person who was in the naughty corner can now re-enter the show, re-enter the conversation.
Oh.
Can I suggest something?
Of course you can.
There's some names on the show. Mm. Hey, guys, it's Jimmy.
It's called Jimmy and Ace Naughty Corner, so I put your name on it, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
Hang on. There you go. That's the noise.
Okay, perfect example. Mm. See how it interrupted us.
Mm.
But now imagine someone else coming back in the studio.
Yeah.
I think what the naughty, so that you're that little naughty, whatever it was. Mm. So I reckon if someone does something that's worth of being sent to the naughty quarter, they are sent there. Mm. And for the remainder of the time that we're on before we go to music or ads, they don't come back in.
Oh, so you reckon longer than 30 seconds.
My only concern there is I reckon Jimmy will be in the naughty corner quite a bit and you're actually quite an integral part of the show. So I don't know if I want you out of the studio for more than 30 seconds.
I'll be honest. And that is the reason I made it 30 seconds. Because if you or I get sent out, let's be honest, longer than 30 seconds.
And then somebody else has to, you know,
Trin
us to the
question
ads.
Yeah,
go on, Trin. Thank you for putting your hand up in the studio.
I thought that's my how you sign to each other.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a bit.
Oh, okay. We just talk louder over the person.
My concern is that 30 seconds is not long enough for someone to reflect on their bad behaviour and actions and, you know,
continue that behaviour.
Yeah. So you reckon it should be longer than 30 seconds. I agree with you though, Grace. I think if it's the entire talk break, that could be a long time. Because if it happens at the start, You know what I mean?
I'll be honest, like, if you've been listening to the show since the start, with Nathan and I got these golf daddy hats, and I did make producer Grace, who didn't do it, but producer Trin did say golf daddy on the show. I felt like I probably should have been sent to the Nordic Corner.
Yeah, 100%. We and hadn't introduced it yet, though. So.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Exactly. So you would have been sent there, and then it would have just been me doing and the daddy stuff.
If we are being honest, I love getting in trouble.
100%, you do.
So I'll be trying to
put
myself...
which is why, and I'm glad you brought that up, which is why I have a set of rules. I have a set of rules that I want to introduce to everybody and make sure everybody's across it for the Jimmy and Nath Naughty Corner, okay? Only one Naughty Corner per week per person.
Oh, okay. So you wait until they're really iffed up.
Yeah. Because
otherwise...
Well, I think otherwise,
it has to be longer than 30 seconds then.
You reckon it needs to be longer?
But then someone like Jimmy... let's say something to get him
so
in the naughty
give
corny.
Him a fake name. Yeah.
I was just thinking off the top of my head. Jimmy might say something cooked on a Monday. So you go, Jimmy, go to the naughty corner. Now he's got free reign for the rest of the week. Oh, so he reckons he can say whatever he wants.
Okay, so do we reckon...
Just to be honest, that's exactly what I would have done.
Okay, so, but it's a lose-lose because if he gets unlimited, then he'll just constantly send himself there. So what is the lesser of two evils? Trial, Trin, producer Grace, I'll let you both answer this.
I think we need like a... overarching court to decide.
Right, okay. Okay, so you want to... Okay. I don't know what that
means. Trin's like, don't you guys have a court? All the other shows I worked on...
We don't have the budget for that.
Well, I don't want to say Supreme Court because I'm off them at the moment.
fair enough. All right, well, okay, maybe... do you want to start with unlimited and maybe we rein it back afterwards? All right, let's do that. Okay.
Are we going to do the 30 seconds?
I think we keep it 30 seconds for the moment, but if we want it to be longer, then we can make it longer later on.
All right.
Yeah?
Okay. Then we can make it later. I think unlimited, and I think, because I'll be honest, if you give me one, I'm just doing it Monday, and then I can do whatever I want for the rest of the week.
Exactly. Okay, unlimited, 30 seconds for the moment, but that could change.
Just for the record, we still have rules and codes and still are employed by a network, so we can still lose our jobs here. This is not
the
next place.
Can you imagine? Like the big boss goes, all right, Jimmy, we're going to have to let you go. And I go, no, DC, I've been to the naughty corner this week. I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
Hey, DC, I did my 30 seconds, mate. The bell played. Yeah,
no. See, I don't care about whatever your rules are, codes of conduct, but in the Jimmy and A show, I was sent to the naughty corner for 30 seconds.
The final rule is you cannot purposely try and get into the naughty corner. That is the final rule.
Oh, okay.
I think that is a rule that we all need to abide by. Producer Grace, Trial Trin, are you happy with that?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't purposely try and get in the naughty corner.
Okay, but I always...
All these rules are made for you. That is the only reason.
Did the three of you get together pre-show?
No,
and say,
we haven't. We're all just 100%. On the same page.
No, just the three producers of the show.
All right, well, you know I say cool stuff. It's Jimmy, by the way, guys. Hey, Australia. All right, well, I won't do it on purpose.
Okay, all right. They are the rules. Now, the people who can be put in the naughty corner, of course, Trial, Trim, producer Grace, Jimmy, Nate. They're the four people, all right? That's everybody.
Oh, what about Audio Kai Bones?
Well, it depends how much he starts talking on the show.
No, he's working from home. It's hard to send someone to a naughty corner when they're naughty.
Okay, so this is what you will hear when somebody's in the naughty corner.
So naughty.
Very nice.
So time out.
You need a break? You need a break.
Go to your room.
And then there'll be the 30 seconds before the ding ding.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, Spotify's latest update includes karaoke mode.
I love it. I love it so much.
So it allows users to sing their favourite songs with the lyrics appearing on the screen. In addition to displaying the words, the new feature also gives you a scorecard and rates your singing.
Oh, so it listens to you. Mm. It listens to you and then, oh.
Yeah.
Now I don't like it. Now I don't like it. Oh, no.
So while the update isn't available for all users worldwide at the moment, some people have already noticed the new feature. All you need to do to get karaoke mode is to make sure your Spotify app is up to date. Mm. Open the app store, guys. Then just choose a song you want to listen to. Scroll down and there's a sing button at the top right corner of the lyric screen. And you can sing a little harder.
So you can just sing into it. This could be a fun game with people though, couldn't it?
Yeah, my only thing is, I
know... Maybe Spotify is the thing that recognises my talents. Maybe that's what it is, because no one else can. But maybe I need a true listener voice like Spotify that really listens.
Okay, there's a thing here. So, I mean, I know a lot of people that think they can sing, and you fall into that category.
100%.
And you're tone deaf.
Mm. Tone deaf, also have no rhythm.
If you were an artist, you'd be tone deaf and I.
Yeah, that's me, mate. That's me. Zero ability.
But I think most people fall into your category. They sing, but they think they can, or they, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
And I just think this might encourage people to, and I just hope that Spotify is honest with people. You know, I don't want them to make, you know, they, because I haven't seen it work yet. I don't want them to
give it. But this is the thing.
Like, you know, you sing and it goes, congratulations, Nate. That's a 9.8. 8 out of 10.
But that's the thing. That would be a clever thing for them to do because then it will keep me using it and I'll show other people. Like, see, Spotify knows I can sing.
Yeah, and that's my problem with
so this. Now I'm back on it again. Because if Spotify think I could sing, then you beauty.
Is it, yeah, is it just a advertising? I don't know. I'm just, I'm unsure.
I'm around it. I
need to test
this,
it.
This is, you know, this is my karaoke song. Imagine me belting this out to Spotify. Because of you. Oh my God.
Can we, producer Grace, can we quickly take phones here? So Nate thinks he's pretty good. So we don't have, I know this is on the show plan. But we don't have the Spotify app yet. So what if we do this? Now, if you sing a bit.
Because of you.
Wait. Not yet. Stop the music.
I'm not singing it cold.
No. But just wait. Yeah. 131060, call the show and rate Nate singing. Because we don't have the Spotify app yet. Nate thinks Spotify is going to rate him high.
Yeah.
So out of 10, rate Nate singing. So you and you will be able to sing along with the song because that's how it does it on Spotify.
Yeah. So I can sing with the song. Yes. Yeah. So but just because, a little bit of Because of You.
Because you think that Spotify is going to rate you so highly.
I'm hoping.
Okay. We will find out what Australia rates Nate singing right now.
Yeah.
That's fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Producer Grace, can we do that?
I think we can do that.
Yeah, okay. All right. A button there for you to talk, isn't there? Oh, it didn't work.
And you pressed the wrong one.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
Thanks for that one.
No worries.
If we still had a naughty corner, you'd be in it. All right, nice.
Hey, I'll chug her in there, Harry.
You were so naughty.
Very naughty.
Time out.
You need a break.
Go to your room.
First naughty corner. Grace, you're in it.
Yeah, you're in it. All right, Nate. Whenever you're ready, just sing a little bit because of you, and then we'll get people to rate you on 131060.
Okay, people calling now, so this is good. We'll bring them straight in. All right.
Because of you, I never stray too far from the sidewalk.
Oh, Trial Trin's loving this.
Because of you.
No, she's not.
Go the safe side so I don't get hurt. Because of you, I love it.
Now, people are going to turn off. I think that's enough. I think that might be enough.
How long did that take you to figure that out?
What?
That it wasn't great.
I looked at Trin, I looked at Grace, I looked at your face, and now I'm imagining thousands of people in their car.
Going. 131060. Let's rate no singing
okay,
out of 10.
Here we go. We got somebody here. Here we go. All right, let's go to Ashley from Hobart. Hello, Ash. We got you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ash, thoughts on my singing just then out of 10?
I am very sorry that it was a 2.
It was a 2 out of 10. You... That's more than I thought.
I thought, Ash, you were going to rate it a 0.
Effort
10. He has a lot of effort in him, doesn't he?
If Spotify ranks me on effort, that's great. Mm. Okay, so effort 10, but the ability itself, 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
She sounds so sad.
Yeah, no, thanks, Ash.
I feel like there'd be
a few
people.
He knows now.
Cassandra from Wagga. Hi, Cass.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Cass. Thoughts on my singing out of 10?
2.
2. Yeah. Consistency. Okay. Consistency.
What about...
I don't know why.
Yeah, why?
Because you sound like a 12-year-old going through puberty. I'm sorry. But it's really bad.
Well, I mean, at least I sound like something. No. All right, thank you, everybody. It's now official. I'm never going to use Spotify karaoke feature.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, we're just about to talk about food, and producer Trial Trin just walked in with some chockey, and she went over to your side of the desk first. Could you please come over here? Because that chocolate that she has is phenomenal chockey. It's amazing
right,
chockey.
Mate?
Well, she just brought
it's an open door policy, but we've got shows to do.
Oh, but it's really good chockey.
What did I say last night? Every time.
Yeah, no, this is the first time we've done it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do one. Well, she brought in chocolate. It's really good.
You're singing on the radio now, you're eating on the radio.
Hey, that was your idea.
It was.
Now I've got chocolate in my mouth. Jim, hugely popular US burger store. Sorry. In-N-Out Burger. I almost need to be in the naughty corner for that. Hosted a pop-up store in Sydney today, and people went bonkers for it, guys. People went absolutely bonkers for it. It only served a limited menu of double doubles. It's really good chocolate. Sorry, guys.
Somehow Trin's back in the naughty corner. You shouldn't have fed him. You should have.
Always feed me, Trin. Well done. Look, it only served a limited menu. Double doubles, animal-style burgers, various protein-style burgers, but also merch. Now, I've been to America once, and I've been to In-N-Out once, but Jim, you lived over there.
Yeah.
So are these the most popular items on an In-N-Out menu?
What was it?
You've got double doubles. Sorry, I can see what chocolate in my mouth.
I'll be honest, I haven't heard anything you said because all I can hear is And it's that thing where you eat chocolate and then
and it gets stuck in your mouth.
And your mouth salivates.
And then
your mouth gets wet and you're trying to swallow.
Mm, and then the harder you try, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Double doubles.
Have you got water there?
Mm, yeah, I do, but I think it's gone now. Double doubles, animal style burgers, and various protein style burgers.
Oh, look, I don't know. I think, I'll be honest, yeah, I did live in the US for a bit. I think it's overhyped. I think the thing with In-N-Out is the fact that it's in America and like it's like, oh, you know, you can't get it all the time. I feel like if In-N-Out was in Australia all the time, we'd be less hyped about it.
Well, that's why people are getting pumped about it today, because it's not usually here.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because people, get this, they were waiting in line for 3 hours. 3 hours. The line was hundreds of meters long just to get one of these In-N-Out burgers. A $6 burger, 3 hours people were waiting in the queue.
$6 is pretty good though.
Yeah. Yeah, but 3 hours good?
No.
I once waited 2 hours for a free burrito when a Guzman Y Gomez opened up.
That's a long time for a free burrito.
But it's free.
Yeah.
They had to pay today, didn't they?
Actually, didn't we wait in line for something from Zambrero once? Which is also a Mexican restaurant? Didn't we wait in heaps?
Well, no, we were giving away free burritos.
So
we
weren't waiting in line.
We didn't wait in line. Yeah, that's right. But people did.
People waited.
Yeah, we didn't have to wait in line.
We watched people wait.
But people love waiting in line.
Do you remember when we watched those people wait?
I'm not a big queuer. I hate waiting in lines because I know we've talked about this on the show before, but recently got my passport. 3 separate days I had to go back to the passport office and wait 3 hours in a line. Yeah. To try and get my passport. Not into it at all. Which is why I want to do the very first one of these.
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Australia, it's called a long shot. It's very simple. How this works is we ask a very specific question and see how many people, if any, come to the table. 13, 10, 60. This is a long shot we're asking right now. Are you waiting in a queue now? Right now? At this present time, are you waiting in a queue? Maybe it's for a drive-through. Maybe it's for food. Maybe there's, I don't know, Jim, you're a sneakerhead. Sneakers drop at all sorts of times and people wait in line.
No, they do. Sometimes some people wait overnight for sneakers.
People love it.
People love it.
Maybe you're in the passport line, because I know people have been waiting for passports a lot at the moment. 13, 10, 60. Are you waiting in line? Are you in a queue right now? I understand this might be a bit of a long shot, but
I just don't think there's a lot of late night queues. That's probably the issue.
Late night queue, yeah. Be people getting in early, as you said, getting in early and waiting for the shop to open the next day.
Yeah.
So
people don't line up for concerts anymore, do they? It's all online.
No, Ticketek. Wait out the front of Ticketek. Remember when you used to do that?
No. I grew up in Gundawindi, mate.
Yep. You had to drive 6 hours.
Who am I watching to go perform?
All right, 13.
Thirsty Merc at the B&S Ball.
I sold out, didn't I?
Dad snuck me in. That's a true story. He probably shouldn't have. I think I was 14.
13, 10, 60. Australia, jump on the phones right now. I know it's a long shot. Are you waiting in a queue right now? 13, 10, 60. If you're waiting in a queue, we want to hear from you. Whatever the queue is.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
And Jim, for the first time live across Australia, we're asking a little bit of a long shot.
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Yeah, this is where we ask a question where we don't think people will call for. The question is 13, 10, 60. Are you waiting in a queue right now? Are you waiting currently in a queue for something right now? This is after In-N-Out Burger sent people in Sydney into a bit of a frenzy, waiting up to 3 hours in line just to get their hands on a $6 In-N-Out Burger, Jim.
It's too long.
Wild. That is a long.
I mean, I get the reason they're doing it is because we don't have it here in Australia, but I just think it's a bit overrated.
It's a long time to get out. Well, you lived over there for a bit. You've had a few of those.
I've had a few.
Yeah. All right, let's go. We've got some calls on the line. This is huge. Kerry from Newcastle. Hi, Kerry. We got you.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you got me.
You are quite chipper if you're waiting in a queue at the moment. Kerry, are you waiting in a queue?
Well, I am, but I'm sort of tolerant because it's like a traffic queue.
Oh, a traffic queue. So are you in traffic right now, Kerry?
I'm in a roadworks queue, so they're obviously doing some redev out at Charlestown in Newcastle. They're doing something on the roadworks. They're building new freeway, build new hospital extension, whatever, and we're all hanging, waiting to get through the queue. So the boys are working hard.
Yeah, the boys are working hard to get you through. I mean, still counts as a queue. Yes. How long have you been waiting for, Kez?
Only about 6 minutes, and we're on the other end, so I'm looking forward to a red wine on the end of this.
Yeah, a green light and a red wine. That's what you're after, Kerry.
Totally.
But, is that a red wine or a vino light? Or what is
not a red light, a red wine.
A red wine.
It's an orange one. Slow down. Alex from Footscray. Hi, Alex.
How you going?
Good, mate. You waiting in a queue right now?
Yes, I just went from one queue to another. Just got myself some McDonald's food. Probably took me a bit longer than usual, but I was a patient bloke. Had a nice feed, and now I'm waiting in line for Krispy Kreme tomorrow morning, grand opening in High Point, 8 a.m.
8 a.m.? What? Hang on. So you're in line right now for the opening tomorrow?
Correct. First 50 customers gets a free T-shirt and a dozen free donuts.
Is there anyone else waiting there, Alex?
I don't know. There's cars here, but I don't know if they're actually waiting.
So do you have to be in your car, or are you going out and you setting up a little campsite?
I'll probably line up when people are going to start lining up. I'll try to get in the first 50, you know?
No, make sure you're number one, I reckon. If you're there,
there's some sort of reward for being first.
Has to be. It has to be a double T-shirt. I'll ask for two T-shirts, actually.
I reckon you would. Double T-shirt. So, yeah. Alex, have you ever done anything like this before? You ever waited overnight in a queue?
Not necessarily, but when I heard Krispy Kreme was open, I'm like, why not?
You love yourself a donut, Alex?
You got to have the donut, boys. Come on.
Yeah, they're good.
Mate, absolutely. Well, I mean, because you'll be front of the line, we're about four for the Jimmy and Nate team as well, Alex.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Back again tomorrow, guys, 9 to 11. And also on the weekends, 7 till 9. And Jim, round of applause, please. Welcome, Trial Trin. Of course, new to the family as well. Trin, welcome to the Jimmy and Nate family. How you going?
I've already done a boo-boo.
What happened?
I was given the task of doing the prep sheet for this segment. So that means that, like, I give them all the details, and I've already been told that I did it wrong.
Well, I mean, look, Trin, we're talking about what you can claim on tax this year, and Trin's...
There's a book here.
She's printed out the third Harry Potter novel, The Prisoner of Azkaban, which is my favourite.
Yeah, she's also recorded an audiobook. It goes for 15 minutes.
I'm supposed to read on air.
Look, Trin,
Australians thinking about overclaiming work-related expenses to help with the rising costs of living are being warned by the Australian Taxation Office.
How do shows do that?
Yeah,
I wouldn't even look at you.
Well, because
shows on a different band would be doing that, Connicky. You know what I mean? The old AMers. You know those people? But this is the thing. Look, Trin, you've worked too hard. The motto on the Jimmy Nash show is do less, man.
Do less.
Do less. So
I worked really hard copying and pasting this from the ABC.
Don't tell me that. I'm trying to give you something.
Okay. Well, tell us, what can and what can't we claim, Trin?
Because obviously
look down.
Okay. Well, the tax year, I believe it ends tomorrow. The tax year ends tomorrow.
Yes.
So, of course, people are going to be putting in their tax claims and all that kind of stuff.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, who's doing it straight away? I put mine in, like, November.
Yeah.
I put mine in. I've already got an appointment for next week.
Oh, really? Oh. Diligent. Well, this is your specialty then. 100%. So, talk to us through it, Trin. What are they cracking down on?
Okay. So, they're coming out and they're saying... You know, people are claiming working from home costs, which is fair call.
Yep.
But some people are taking the mickey, and they're not liking that.
Where are they taking mickey?
Disneyland? Hope so. That's where he's from.
So, you know.
Just quickly. Producer Greg, you are loving this, aren't you? You're loving this.
It's good. I like it.
Because she's like, it's not me. Sorry, Trin, you
back
could go.
Back to the research I did.
Yeah,
the copying post.
So you can't be claiming. You can claim your mobile phone to a certain point, but you can't do 100% of your bill because apparently this tax guy goes, you know, when you call in mum and dad, that's not work-related. So you can't.
Unless you work for your mum and dad.
That's true.
100%. Mm. So there's a loophole is what you're saying, Trin. Yep.
That's what we're here for.
The other thing is because you've been working from home, if you're trying to claim laundry expenses, well, you haven't been wearing that uniform, have you?
That actually makes sense. That makes sense. I see what you're saying there. Of course, why would you be wearing a uniform? Unless, of course, you're jumping on Zoom.
Well, a lot of people that I know jumping on Zoom are only dressing from the waist up. You know what I mean? They're still wearing their pajamas at the bottom.
So maybe laundry.
Their Uggs.
So 50%.
50%. Cut that down. What else, Trin?
The other thing that he said, this guy was quite, he seemed to be quite the jokester because he was saying, you know, you can claim your
tax guys always are.
He said you can claim your internet, but he said you can't be watching Stranger Things on Netflix and then considering it to be a private expense, you know, or that is a private expense, considering it to be
Yeah, we got you.
I'm up to that.
Yeah, okay, what if like for us, and you probably can't answer this question, Trin, but, you know.
Oh, I don't know. She's got a bit of info.
She's got a bit of reason.
Yeah.
You know, for us, you know, we're in the pop culture world and, you know, maybe we're reviewing
We've got to talk about Stranger Things.
Can we claim it?
Can we claim it 100%?
You can, but you just need to have receipts. You might need to go back and get the ear check and send it to them and say, look, this is the time that we talked about Stranger Things.
What? No.
Surely not.
Surely not.
What, receipts?
A lot of work.
Need receipts, do you, Trin? Well, a lot of work. All right. Well, Trin's middle name, isn't it? I think you've done a good... I'm going to give you a round of applause here, Trin, because this is a relevant thing to the country. It's tax time, guys. And look at the work... Have a listen to this.
The motto, Nath, of the show is, you know, do less. Less is more.
Less is more. Trin works too hard. That's a problem.
Well, you know, Grace does gossip if you just listen to the show, and she's got that covered. Maybe we give Trin the news.
No,
yeah.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, yes. Like the news.
The full-on news segment.
Because isn't, what's that show, The Cheap Seats?
Cheap Seats, yeah.
What's the girl's name?
She's Kiwi, Mel.
Yeah, and she's Grace.
See, you
she's,
hear that for see? Knowledge. That's news.
Mel. It's because I know that her fame's rising, and you guys will claim her and be like, Mel, that Aussie's so funny. She's
She's Kiwi. Yep. I'm happy to say you could be our Mel.
Yeah, what do you reckon? You can be our news reporter. Because that, news, well done.
We get an opener. News with Trin.
News with Trin.
Oh, yeah.
Serious news with Trin.
Like a sting?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want that?
Yeah.
There you go. It'll sound something like news with Trin.
No, it needs to be serious.
Yeah, no.
Okay, look, news with Trin.
No. No.
Right, you can, getting... How about you make it? You chat to you Bones. There you go. And tomorrow night, news with Trin makes a return.
Okay.
All right. We'll see if it makes the show.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
But right now, Australia, you have questions. And Nath and I, well, we're going to do our best to answer them.
All right. First question on the Instagram at Jimmy and Nath comes through from @Jack_Roach96. How did you two meet?
How did we meet? We met handing out Coca-Colas. We were part of a street team on a different radio station. We're at Nova.
Nova.
We used to be Nova.
Go.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Let us go. We weren't street teamer good enough.
a true story.
You guys
boss.
Can't put up a flag.
A teardrop or a feather. Our boss at the time, Bryony, shout out. She always misses us.
We love Bryony and a partner, Mitch. Beautiful
couple. Oh, Mitch is one of the best blokes you'll ever meet. But Bryony, our boss, we did one shift together and she went, you two will never work together again.
Because we did nothing on that
she
shift.
She goes, all you two did was talk, make jokes.
Yeah. If only there was a job or a profession where that fitted in perfectly, but it's not here. To be fair, we did nothing and it was very warranted to say that.
I mean,
that.
You still do that.
So. You're so right, Grace. You're so right.
Nath made me stop on, like, remember that shift? And you had the broken hand.
Yes.
And then, like, he went and got fresh sushi cooked.
Yeah.
But he was playing rugby, so he was eating a lot more then. And he got, like, 30 the crumb chicken avocado and they made it fresh. So we were waiting for, like, an hour.
That was, like, an hour and a half. That was part of it. All went on the timesheet.
But and we were in a truck because we had to load stuff.
100%. We had there was a fence that needed to be delivered about 2 hours from this sushi place, right? And the event people were there, remember? Yeah. And they're calling, going, "Where's the fence?" And I've got a mouth of bloody chicken teriyaki and avocado.
And Nath had a broken hand, so then Nath could get the fence out of the truck because one hand's eating sushi, one hand's broken, and I was like, "I'm flat out."
Yeah. And from that moment, we knew it was love, didn't we?
Yeah. But this could be a radio thing.
All right. So second question comes from Fiona_. Do you prefer working nights or mornings?
It's a good question. Well, at the moment, we're doing both, aren't we, guys?
Oh, you're so right.
We're doing both. You forgot, did you, executive producer of the Jimmy Nath Show?
Okay, but. You went from going 7 days a week mornings to mostly nights, sometimes mornings. What
you're so
do you
right.
Prefer?
Jury's still out. I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
I mean, I'll be honest.
I just like talking into the big stick, guys.
Yeah, whenever we get the opportunity. Like, I really love our job and I think we're so lucky to do it.
Doesn't matter when it is. We're blessed.
Yeah. But
as long as it's not 1 a.m. till 6 a.m.
Yeah, but no, the ultimate, is drive. Because I just think, you're in the afternoon, you still get your nights, you still get your mornings.
Oh, you can go for dinner afterwards, beautiful.
You sleep in.
Do the show from London.
Get a couple of rounds of golf in.
Like, absolutely. It's just, that's the dream.
100%.
Yeah.
Job on the project.
We can be
sounds
Karen,
like you
Tommy.
Just want to be Carrie Bickmore.
I want to be Tommy Little.
I want to be Carrie Bickmore. Tell you.
She's beautiful.
Stunning.
All right, third question comes from Crawford_Rochelle_. Who smells the nicest out of Jimmy and Nath?
Oh, Jimmy, probably. It's a low bar for both of us.
Have you had a shower?
Yeah, I shower a lot.
No, I meant tonight.
Yeah, shower before I came in.
Yeah,
why does it not smell like
have
that?
Have a sniff. Sniff.
Oh, that's true, actually. Yeah, a live sniff.
I thought you'd come to me, but that's right.
Okay, well.
Well, I'm pressing the button, so. Like, can you do it on the mic so we can hear at least? Because this is an audio medium, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to be able to hear the sniff. I want to hear the sniff, Grace, so people can...
That's good. Just Nate's.
Nice, great.
Okay, so I've had a smell of both of you. Okay. You both smell like fragrance. So it comes down to your fragrance choices at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I prefer Jimmy's.
Yep. My mine's Glen 20 and just went to the bathroom. So that's
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
How good is this?
What's Lude. It called?
It's very, it is Trial Trend. Who's loving it? Lude Matterfix. It's the Big City Life remix on the Jimmy Nate Show as we wrap it up. What a way to get out, guys.
We should try and get Lude on the show.
He's just thinking that.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, he
replies to our stories with some laughing and fire emojis.
Well, he's a Tasmanian boy.
Tassie boy,
of course,
yeah.
We did radio in Tassie for a very long time. We had him on for the Land Down Under
remix.
Remix.
Remember when he said, he goes, I got a song, guys. I can't say what it is, but that was the song. And Trotrin, you were shazamming that outside.
Yep.
Had you never heard that before?
No.
Oh, it's an
No, the thing that baffled me is that we have, like, very expensive machinery in here that tells you exactly what's playing.
Yeah, but I want it on my phone so that next time I'm on Spotify, I'm like, what's that song called again? I go to Shazam.
Yeah, you know what? I actually Shazam songs, like, when I'm out and about. I know what the song is, but that way there's a lot of them. It cheats it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys know Shazam? I mean, you can use Siri now.
No, but so when you Shazam, right, it can make you a playlist on Spotify, Apple Music.
Oh, that's cool.
You Shazam. Yeah.
So that's their point of difference.
Yeah.
Because I thought Siri was coming for poor old Shazam.
I mean, it is, but...
Yeah. But I didn't know Shazam did that, so that's cool. Keeping it relevant. Good on you, Shazam. You adapt with it, don't you?
You call it Shazam?
Yeah, I don't
know. Shazam's done great things for radio, because remember when people used to call and ask what the name of the song was?
Oh, people still do.
Yeah, but not as much, you know. Mm.
Oh, you're saying it stopped those people calling through.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bit of disagreement between the producers here. It's like, no, I still get those calls.
Oh, here we go, guys. Finally. The final one. And Jim, you're in the middle. You're holding them apart.
I'm not holding them, mate. I'm encouraging it. Look at this top of the show ratings. We rate the show at 10 and give our reasons why. When I look back on the show, that was, it's a good show. My highlights include News Trin, which could be a new segment that I really want to get around. Nath, you're singing, and hopefully we'll never.
That was a highlight, was it?
Hear that again. Yeah. And producer Grace coming up with a new name for planes, public jets.
public jet. What are you?
I'm going with it.
Yeah, public
jets. Public jets. And Nath, our great hats with producer Trin still letting a video. Keep it on the socials at Jimmy Nath, our golf daddy hats.
Yeah, of course.
9 out of 10 for me, guys.
9 out of 10.
I'm going 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10 for Grace.
Good vibe of the show today as well, guys, I reckon.
Anything why, Grace? Or?
Well, we lost a few for Nate singing, unfortunately.
Yes,
that's fair.
Nate?
I reckon an 8. I think an 8's quite... I think it's suffice. I just think everyone gelled well as a team tonight, guys, which is good.
Vibes.
And you know what? Teamwork
good
makes a dream work. And it started off air, guys. You know, that's the thing. We're only broadcast for 2 hours, but off air, it's just as fun. Have a little boogie. Trin's doing some shazamming outside.
Story about Trin. We can't repeat it on the show, but...
I thought this was the perfect opportunity.
No.
Nana.
Yeah, that's it. That's one of those off-air chats, true.
Yeah,
we can put it in the podcast. Is this a way to plug the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course it is. Do you want to share that on the podcast, that story? You're happy to.
Yeah, I don't care.
Trin has no shame. Okay, podcast exclusive.
Okay.
Trin and a story about a grandmother.
So go and download the podcast.
Dead grandmother.
Go and download the podcast, guys. It's on the Listener app, Listen Without an E, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever it's there.
Trin, show rating?
Oh, 8.
8 out of 10.
Any reason? Any reason why 8, Trin?
Because
I love this. I love this.
Kill the
music.
Yeah, this is good. No, okay. Let's give a room here, guys.
Okay. I just think it was really nice and fun, and we had a great time together as a team. But there were some awkward moments when Nath was chewing on the chocolate, and Jimmy didn't seem happy about it.
I wasn't happy about it.
I was happy. It was great chocolate. Sorry, Trin, this is your moment.
But overall, we did get along really well, and a good team makes a good show.
Well done. You brought that back. That's good.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.